Well, I've got to put my hand up and be honest and say that before the fight, I was already in the camp that if Joseph Parker didn't win that fight, then that was pretty much curtains. I did a little bit of a flip after the fight, to be honest, because he showed such incredible endurance, I suppose. He took an absolute pounding at times in that fight, and more often than not, he gave it back straight away twice. So that was an excellent fight. It was a really, really interesting, enthralling, entertaining fight from these two big men, and we don't see that often in boxing anymore, so I kind of gained even more respect for Joseph Parker out of that. In saying that, I don't think he will fight for a world title again. I don't think a rematch against Dillian White is all that interesting. I think, with all due respect to Joseph Parker, great guy, I think the fact that he's been a world title holder before is just, you know, that just shows what type of fighter he has been. I don't think he's at the heights of the Usyks, obviously Tyson Fury, even Anthony Joshua. I think he's, you know, there's about three or four guys in the top of heavyweight boxing, and then there's another gap to the rest, and Joseph Parker is in the rest. So he might continue his career. If he does, all power to him. I'm not going to sit here and tell him to retire. That's his decision, and the team around him and his loved ones and all that sort of thing. That's him to make. But I don't think we'll see him fighting the top guys in world boxing anymore. I hope he continues to win some fights, but I can't see him fighting for a world title again.